Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and...
This breakthrough is the answer to the prayers of millions and millions of people.
Now, it's time for Stuck in the Middle Radio Show with Alan Edwards.
Actually, you sound like a maniac.
While Donald Trump keeps bragging about his role in overturning Roe v. Wade, a just-released report shows infants are dying at higher rates after abortion bans in the U.S.
In the year and a half following the Supreme Court Dobbs decision that revoked the federal right to an abortion, hundreds more infants died than expected in the United States, new research shows. The vast majority of those infants had congenital anomalies or birth defects. Earlier research, spurred by a CNN investigative report, found that infant mortality spiked in Texas after a six-week abortion ban took effect in 2021. And experts say the new data suggests that the impacts of the bans and restrictions enacted by some states post-Dobbs have been large enough to affect broader trends. This is evidence of a national ripple effect, regardless of state-level status, said Dr. Parvati Singh, an assistant professor of epidemiology with the Ohio State University College of Public Health and lead author of the new study. In the new paper, published Monday in JAMA Pediatrics, Singh and co-author Dr. Maria Gallo, a professor of epidemiology and associate dean of research with the Ohio State University College of Public Health, compared infant mortality rates for the 18 months following the Dobbs decision against historical trends. They found that infant mortality was higher than usual in the U.S. in several months after the Dobbs decision and never dropped to rates that were lower than expected. In the months that infant mortality was higher than expected, October 2022, March 2023, and April 2023, rates were about 7% higher than typical, leading to an average of 247 more infant deaths in each of those months. About 80% of those additional infant deaths could be attributed to congenital anomalies, which were higher than expected in 6 of the 18 months following the Dobbs decision, according to the new research.
So Donald Trump is bragging about how he was able to do something that no one else could in 50 years, and that's kill more infants with a horrific abortion ban that's doing exactly what everyone was warning about. Once again, Donald, you only do things to get the attention that you so desperately need, even if it's at the cost of human lives.
So I was proudly the person responsible for